This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
David Lazarus writes the Consumer Confidential column for the Los Angeles Times. Back in 2007, his very first column for that newspaper was about his experience with having his identity stolen. Now he is writing about it again because it turns out identity theft never really goes away. David, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
This starts 15 years ago with a guy by the name of, you come to discover, Derek Davis.
Yeah, Derek.
Tell me the story.
Derek Davis was living in Connecticut and apparently not here legally. He was from Jamaica. Pulled my social security number out of the air. I found out about it when I was refinancing my house and discovered that this guy was in my life and there were listings for him and for Derek Lazarus and for me. I also found out the guy's been having a pretty reckless life. He's been running up bills on credit cards. And he's having a lot more fun than me, bottom line. But it just took forever to not only untangle that, but also to get law enforcement involved.
Here's the thing, though. You did what you were supposed to do. You put your security watches on and you know, you tracked the guy down and law enforcement was aware. Now he's back. 15 years later, he's back in your life.
And it really highlights the nature of identity theft.
Right.
Once your information gets out there, there are thousands of consumer-related databases that this erroneous information gets into. So here's a case where Derek Davis gets back into Connecticut. Mm-hmm. He had been deported, and now he apparently misses a hospital bill in 2012. Mm. A debt collector does a search for him and comes up with my home phone number,
wow,
which indicates that this guy's troubles and my personal information will be interlinked. And so now I've got this debt collector leaning on me.
But You go to Experian, you go to all the credit people. It costs you $20 a month. Oh, by the way, it's not cheap to protect yourself, but there is nothing you can do.
You're right. What you referred to with the $20 a month cost, that's a monitoring program that monitors all three mm-hmm. of the major credit reporting agencies. If you know that somebody's got your social security number, it's very important to go the next step. And that's what's known as a credit freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And a credit freeze is where you're going to pay to slam shut your credit files. $10 it costs to do that. And then anytime you want to open your credit files, another $10. But that is a very strong safeguard.
Other than those monthly fees, which, oh, by the way, add up after 15 years, as they have, I'm sure, with you, have you personally suffered any economic damage because of this?
I think the only economic damage was the time lost.
Sure, which is not insubstantial.
Which is not insignificant. And we're talking many, many hours. And in my case, since I was doing a refinance at the time, it meant I had to deal with it very quickly. You know, if any lawmakers are listening, I would think that a very strong thing that can be done would be if you are a proven victim of identity theft, there shouldn't be these costs to protect yourself. You didn't put yourself into this position, all these databases out there that have this bad information. You're a victim of that as well. And as such, this information industry that has grown up and feeds on our personal information, they've got a responsibility.
So that's the last point. It's only going to get worse, right?
It is only going to get worse because we live in an information economy. We live in a digital world, which is why the protections should not be an extra kick in the pants. The protections, in fact, should kick in automatically once you are in this position.
David Lazarus at the Los Angeles Times. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you.